All right, James Stewart, Dallas, great ride in the Heat. Passanvillo winning, you were back, and then you weren't. Unfortunately, one of those deals, your bike malfunctioned on the main event. I guess talk about how that happened.
I don't know. We just started up the bike, and then next thing I know, I didn't have a clutch. You know, it went out. And then so it was something that happened inside the engine, the clutch area. So we'll get it back and fix it. You know, these guys are just as bummed as I am, but, you know, it shit happens. Yeah. You know, and it's one of those things, like I told you, they stuck with me when I was going through these first six races, hurt, trying to milk it through. Now we're riding better. Things happen, but we're a team. But, yeah, it was definitely disappointing. You know, I went to the gate different than I have when all the other races. You know, I think during the week, I had a great week. You know, I think it showed in the heat race, showed in practice. I went down a couple times, but, you know, still, it is what it is. I had the attitude of going there. I would have been upset if I didn't win it tonight.
Yeah, I guess a few topics. One, like you said, your dad's going down the line with you. Talk about that decision and how that was.
Well, I mean, it was a decision just more like, you know, at home we do our starts together. You know, we do our starts. You know, we work on it. And it was just, you know, some things I was starting to kind of get lost in the gate. You know, when things are happening like that, you're just like, dude, what do we need to do it? So we just kind of came back to the bases. When he was down there, it gave me a confidence, like a sense that we were just at home, like practicing. You know, Leroy's always on the road, so it's tough to get him down there to work with it, you know, as far as on the deal. But it wasn't because he wasn't doing a good job. It was just more me having that confidence. And it was cool that basically almost ripped the whole shot. Basically ripped the whole shot, just went a little wide. And then, you know, had that same confidence sitting on the gate for the main event. So, you know, it was my decision, but you know, I think it was a decision that was more, you know, just it felt good. It was the right thing to do.
Your practice crashes, one of them, no joke, looked bad. Did you hit a rear brake? Did you hit neutral? It was kind of unlike you. It's a little slow speed, but still nasty.
Yeah, no, it was nasty. I tried jumping off of it and kind of did old Villopoto. I got caught up on the thing and it flipped me around and went backwards. But
and then a rear fender right in your gut.
Yeah, rear fender and some other stuff in there, but it was all right. I was, you know, just sat there and knocked the wind out of me, landed on my back, so just knocked the wind out of me. But yeah, it was actually just a weird thing. I just hit the rear brake going off that thing. The thing was kind of kicking people, and you know, I hit it and it kind of hit me in the butt, and I was just too far forward, just hit the rear brake.
Well, bummer, man, but I guess if you got to build on something, you passed Ryan Villopoto and you took off and you won the heat. And I heard you last week on the TV show, you're riding now during the week. So that's an improvement, and I guess that's where you just look at the positive.
Yeah, no, I look at the positives. I mean, just from like 2 weeks ago to where we are now, you know, we weren't even competing for a win 2 weeks ago. Now, you know, we're going down there trying to win races. I mean, it was a heat race, but it was got won the main event tonight. So I think for me, to be honest, I felt better going in the main event. You know, the week has been good. Got a lot of different things in the program. So I think this is how we should have started off in Anaheim 1. We're just, you know, 7 weeks into it. We're a little late.
Where's the Red Bull granny hat?
It's there, but I cut the hairs. So, you know, I didn't need the granny.
That was a good point, right.
Yeah. People talking about my hat, but like I said, they're talking about it. I liked it, too.
No, I liked it. It was cool. I thought it was like, hey, check me out. I'm James Stewart. I got this hat on. You don't.
Basically, that's right. What it was. Yeah. But, yeah, I threw this one on. The granny hat was the only one that fit.
Right.
You know, so it was all good. I had that big old wolf up top, so it was cool.
Got to talk about your 7 gear because I've been informed all about it. Carolina, Jordan's birthday, some special stuff.
Yeah, no, we made the boots this weekend. You know, Michael's done 50th birthday. So, you know, to me, he's the greatest athlete in the world. You know, being tied up with Nike, you know, having that thing, you know, it was just a lot of things going on. I thought it was a great opportunity with the gear match. So, we just wanted to do something different this weekend. Unfortunately, we didn't get to show it in the main event, but we did show it in the heat race. And, you know, just trying to throw it out and give some love. Plus, it was a little bit of Cowboys color, so I just thought this whole weekend was perfect. So, got to give it up to my team, Raj, all those guys back there. They did a great job on it.
Second greatest athlete after Wayne Gretzky, but I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you just depend where you are. I mean, some people thought Lance was the greatest athlete until they found
it's an excellent point.
Yeah, so.
All right, thanks.
No problem.